a happy, healthy caregiver to me would be somebody who does take care of their physical health, whether you do a walk down the street, you know, every other day, whether you join a gym or you just do some push-ups in your house, you know, something that gets your blood flowing to keep you going, to keep your energy high. And certainly eating right, which, you know, for me has not been a cinch. I lost a lot of weight initially, but I, you know, I still battle trying to make good choices. And then feeding your, you know, feeding your soul and your heart with positive information and getting books and learning from others and talking to others. And definitely reach out for help. Do not hesitate. That would probably be one of my biggest takeaways. Looking back, I would have asked for more help, whether it was from my siblings or trying to get somebody to relieve me for a little bit by volunteering, or doing something for myself at least once a week that I can look forward to, whether it's a book club or going to a spiritual service or meeting with a friend for lunch, whatever turns you on. Beyond that, my biggest, you know, my other, beyond emotional health and caring for yourself that way, I really encourage you to find something creative. If you like planting flowers or, you know, growing plants, that's creative. If you like painting, you can paint your house. You can paint on canvas. You can take an art class. You can go join, you know, you can go take a class on anything at the local community.